Hi, you guys. This is She Knows Podcast, hosted by Ms. Brownstone. Yes, that is me. And over here, we talk about female hypergamy. We talk about femininity, self-esteem, and of course, dating advice. This is episode 3. Episode 3 is entitled Date Yourself First, and it's about self-love. As always, before I get into this episode, I like to tell a story so you can get a little understanding of what I'm talking about. This story is not long. It's a very short story. This is about the guy that I talked about in episode 1. So if you haven't seen episode 1, what they don't tell you about having standards, you need to go check it out, shorty. Time waits on no one. Why are you wasting your time? Okay. This guy, on our first date, I remember how I had to drive, of course. I talked about that too. So you need to listen to episode 1. But he asked me where I wanted to go. And I told him I wanted to go to Olive Garden. I like Olive Garden, okay? I don't know what it is about it. I don't know if it's a salad or the damn breadsticks. I don't know. But I love me some Olive Garden, okay? And I like salmon too. So they got some bomb ass salmon. So I was like, I wanted to go to Olive Garden. This man said out his mouth, what? Olive Garden? That's expensive. I only take my mother there. How ignorant is that? First of all, how you treat your mother, how a guy treats his mother, is how he would treat his woman, okay? So pay attention to that. So I don't know why I wasn't qualified for Olive Garden. Nigga took me to a buffet. Shit. But, see, mini story. And after that, I decided that I was going to take myself to Olive Garden. It's too expensive for him, but I could take myself, you know? And as I'm sitting there at that Olive Garden table and I'm messing up them breadsticks, because I love them breadsticks, and the different color sangrias they had, which is really nice, watermelon, different flavors and whatnot. I was thinking to myself, like, I shouldn't settle for a guy telling me that he can't take me to Olive Garden if I could take myself to Olive Garden. If I can treat myself to this, I can afford this myself, you should be able to. That's my new requirement. So that's what brung me. Well, I wouldn't even say that's what brought me to this episode. It's a little history of where I'm going with this episode, but that's not what brought me to this episode. This episode was actually brought up by a coworker. His name is TP, and we were having a conversation at work, and when we at work, we always have little debates and stuff like that, and I'm the only girl, so, you know, I like to talk my big drip on them, you know what I'm saying? I talk my in cash money, you know what I'm saying? And he said, why, when I date a female, she decides that all of a sudden she want Gucci and Louis Prada Michael Kors bags. She want 30 inches of weave, Brazilian, and long red bottom nails. But when I met her, she ain't had that. Why you decide to get like that when you get with me? Which brings us to this topic, because this is where I'm getting at, ladies. Date yourself first. Shower yourself in gifts. Love yourself. Do everything. If you want to go, if you want a guy that's going to take you to a 5-star restaurant, take yourself there first. Take yourself there first. Not only because then you know how to conduct yourself in case you don't know how to conduct yourself when you go out, but you would know how to conduct yourself there. You would already know the menu. You know, you would have what you want to suggest for when you want to go out with a guy, because Lord, please, they ain't that creative. All right. You'll know what you want to suggest, you know. But most importantly, because he'll see that, oh, this is the norm for her. This is the normal. Yep. This is what she requires. Yep. This is what I require, my nigga. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Just like that. So take yourself out. Don't be like TP shorty. Don't be like, oh, I want Gucci. I want Louis. I want Prada. Ooh, Gucci, Louis, Prada. Oh, bars. I should be a rapper, okay? Don't be doing all that. Don't say, I want red bottom nails. I want this. I want that. I want this. I want that. When you get with him. But when he's not around, you eating oodles and noodles, honey. And chicken tenders. But when he take you out, you want steak and lobster. You think these men don't pay attention to that? That's not your norm, baby girl. Baby girl. It's not your norm. Treat yourself. Because you teach people how you want to be treated. Okay? And if he see you doing it for yourself, it will make him want to do it even more. And then on top of that, your mental would be like, yeah, I ain't settling for that. Because I can do that. I can do it for myself. Why are you here? What you here for? If you can't do what I do for myself or beyond that, you can see the door, baby. Like, you're not what I want because you're not meeting my requirements. That's what we're going to be talking about, meeting requirements. All the beginning of this podcast, we're going to be talking about that. That's what we're going to be talking about. So when you hear that word, just get used to keep hearing that word over and over again, because that's what it is. That's what we're going to be talking about. Meeting requirements, having standards. So don't be that female that's, oh, my dude got to have a car. He got to be driving a BMW. He needs to have his own place, maybe a condo. You know, he needs a degree. He needs this. He needs that. And honey, boo-boo child, you don't have a pot to piss in or window to throw it out of. You don't. He got to be driving a BMW while you driving your feet. Really? Have your own. Have your own. Now, I'm not saying a guy can't provide for you and do that stuff for you, but it's better if you have your own, because when Sean come around with that nice behind charger, you ain't dropping your for that charger, okay? You ain't busting it open for that charger. You get what I'm saying? Because you already got one. You already got that. It don't amaze you. You get what I'm saying? You're not easily impressed. Don't be easily impressed by material things. Have it yourself. That's what I'm telling you. Have it yourself. Because you think he don't notice that? You think he don't notice that? Because I tell you what's the worst kind of man to date. An arrogant son of a, you know the rest. That's an arrogant man to date. A man that has money is a good thing. Yes, you want to be spoiled. Everybody wants to be spoiled. Duh. But when you have a guy that has money and he knows he's above you, he knows financially you need him, he's going to walk all over you. Because he has that control. You're going to tolerate anything because, yeah, where you going to go? I'm taking care of you. Think about it that way. They're going to cheat. They're going to walk all over you. They're going to belittle you. They're going to talk to you like you're crazy. Because in their mind, you need me. You don't want to be that I need you. You can make them think you need them. But have your own. Have your own. So, date yourself. That's what I'm telling you. Take yourself out on 5-star restaurants. Eating steak and lobster. Get some asparagus on that plate, girl. Do all that. Take yourself to all the places you want to go. You know, travel the world. Get your hair done. Make yourself look good. You know what I mean? Have long Brazilian hair, as TP said. 30 inches. Big stilettos. Big stepping. Big body bends out here. Look good. Take care of yourself. Because they're going to see that. They're going to see that. And they're going to be like, okay, when I met her, she was like this. So I have to maintain that. I had a homegirl one time. She was a sugar baby. And she wasn't that girl that kept up with her parents. She met this guy, you know, her little sugar daddy or whatever. And he was like, why you don't got your nails done? And her response was, if you want me to have my nails done, then you should pay for it. And I was looking at her like she was crazy because I couldn't understand. Like, I couldn't wrap my mind around that. It's like, how you gonna ask somebody to do something that you wasn't already doing for yourself? Now, if he would have met you and you would have already had your nails done and you'd had your hair done and you would have been looking well put together, he would have been like, oh, this is her norm. This is her norm. Okay. Let me maintain that. You get what I'm getting at here, sis? Let me maintain that because this is normal for her. It's normal for her. I can't take her to eat chicken tenders. What? When I go over her house and she's cooking lobster? And she's eating mussels? And she's eating steak? What? What? I can't give her hamburger helper. I can't cross that book. But that's what it is. That's what it is. Show up and show out. Okay? Treat yourself. Love yourself. Take yourself out. Give yourself a bubble bath. rub your feet. Because then when he comes to the paper, when he comes to the paper, when he comes to the table, it's like, yeah, 100 is what I require. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's what I want you to do, because granted, I can do it myself. Yep. I've been paying this car note. It's high as a bit, but I'm paying this car note. Yep. But now you're here. Now you're here, boo. Now you can help. Now you can help with that, because you're supposed to be a protector and a provider. So now you can help and I don't have to do it all on my own. Get what I'm saying? That's how it should be. That's how it should be, yo. I'm not saying don't ask for help. I'm not saying be misindependent. I think that's where a lot of us is getting messed up at. It's cool to be independent. It's cool to do it for yourself. But let somebody do it for you. Now, that's acceptable. But if you let somebody do it for you, be able to do it for yourself as well. I could have been crushed and been like, oh, he didn't want to take me to Olive Garden, so I'm going to go to Fridays. I'm going to go to the buffet. I'll stop talking to him after he took me to the buffet. I'm not a buffet chick. Are you crazy? That's like buying me tennis shoes. It's like buying me Jordans. I'm not a Jordan chick. That's not me. That ain't me. I want some heels. Okay? I want designer. That's what I want. When you see me, I had it. Oh, you can't do that? I'm out of your league? Oh, you're not on my standard? I have my own place. You should have your own place, because that's my requirements. I want you to come here. We need to match. Boom, boom. I'm not in the business of taking care of nobody. When I'm still trying to get up myself. No, mm-mm. I have my own place. You need to have your own place. I have my own car. Granted, it may be a hoopty, baby, but you need to have your own car. I have a job. You need to have a job. Yeah, baby, shawty. Yeah, exactly. Date yourself. Love on yourself, yo. Love on yourself, because then you won't be easily impressed by anything. You won't, and it will build up your confidence on a whole nother level. For real, for real. Now, if you need tips on dating yourself, I can gladly do an episode for that, you know? But I think that you need to, you know, I don't know where I'm going with this, but you need to get dressed up. You need to get dressed up and you need to take yourself out, okay? Because if you're not enjoying your own company and you're not happy with yourself, how the hell is Marcus going to be happy with you? How the hell is Bobby going to be happy with you? You can't even enjoy your own company. Like, how can you love on somebody if you can't even love on yourself? You don't even love yourself. You know how crazy that sounds? I'm requiring something from you that I can't even do myself. What? It's crazy talk. It's crazy talk. Get dressed up. And then not only that, ladies, if you get dressed up, and you take yourself out and you spoil yourself, you will meet a guy. You will meet you somebody. You will. And they're going to be so amazed at how you enjoy your own damn company that they're like, yo, she having a party over there and I'm not invited. I need to figure out what the heck is going on over there. I want to be a part of that party. She's so happy. She's so joyful and she's enjoying her own company. I want to enjoy her company too. She has this glow around her. I want some of that sunshine. I want to glow. I want to glow. I want to flow too. Like, yeah. So, date yourself, yo. Date yourself. And the next episode will be about, you know, single and looking, which comes out with dating yourself. Because I told you, if you go out and you date yourself, you will what? Meet somebody. And if you meet somebody at a 5-star restaurant, then he already know he can't bring no chicken tenders to the table. Okay? If he did with himself or he did with his homeboys, he checking you out. Girl, you already know you got some coin. Even if you got to save up, shoot. You know, even if you got to not even go out and date, go out like that. But let's say you take yourself to the spa. Take yourself to the spa. Pamper yourself. pamper yourself. Because then, like I said before, you won't be easily impressed. And then you will require that. Because it's like, I can do that for myself. I can do that for me. If I can do that for me, I want you to do that for me. So you have to be able to do that for me. Like, yeah. So, it's a wrap, ladies. As always, keep it classy. And stay tuned to the next episode of She Knows. Thank you.